Hello, welcome to Postcast. Ron Boone just ran away. He'll be back in a second, but I couldn't leave it just not doing anything. So my guy will be back with me in just a moment. This is Postcast. David Locke along with Ron Boone after the Utah Jazz blow out the Charlotte Hornets by the score of 109-92. Postcast is brought to you by The Store at 6200 South and 20th East. Also located here at the Gateway. Stop by, get all your weekend needs at The Store at either of those two locations. Ron Boone will be rejoining me. Craig Bowlerjack sitting over here laughing at me because I'm doing the show by myself because Ron left to go to the bathroom right after I started the show. So, like, I literally hit start and Ron ran away, which is kind of what the Hornets did early in this game, too. They just ran away. Here he comes, ladies and gentlemen. Ron Boone back to the program. Should we tell the story about when that happened to you with Hot Rod Hundley?
In New York. I think it was New York.
Yeah. Tell the story. It's great.
And he had to go to the restroom.
In the middle of the game.
And he had to go real bad. You know?
And? What happened?
So I had to do the play-by-play. So he comes back and says, well, I had to go get a Coke. You know? Play-by-play wasn't good either.
All right. We got a bunch of people on. Thank you already. We are live for you on Locked On Live on YouTube as well as Facebook as well as coming to you on Twitch. And then we are live on Locked On Sports on Facebook as well as Periscope. So thank you very much. Right out of on Periscope, one of the people says, Rudy is so good. He just completely dominated this basketball game early.
Yeah, it was no chance that the Hornets could do anything in the paint tonight. I mean, he was just right on cue. The help defense was there. Watched him before the ball game, David, working on footwork. Now, I don't know if that's something that they've been wanting him to do, get a little bit better at, but he was doing it on his own out there on the floor. So I just get the impression that that's going to help him a lot going forward.
Hornets are not Hornets led the Jazz going to the fourth quarter in Charlotte. Let's say this is a team that has struggled. They've now lost 8 of 10. Jazz have won 8 straight. So since they matched up, teams have definitely gone different directions. Is this impressive that they just completely blew them out of the off the floor tonight?
Yeah, it is very impressive, especially the first 5 or 6 minutes of the ball game. Even though the Jazz had a few miscues, not turnovers, but miscues as far as scoring, the energy level was there, the deflections was there. They just came up with the energy plays and knocked down a couple of threes there. You could just see right then that the Jazz wanted to dominate this basketball game.
The offense was really good. The shot selection was great. Charlotte's defense is awful. I thought the most – you opened up – so your opening thing of the game tonight was you wanted – what you wanted to see. We always do two things early that you should hear. One is the shoot-around report, and two is what Ron's looking for early, and they're often very good indicators. Tonight yours was you wanted to see connectivity. I don't know if you were talking offense or defense, but the defensive connectivity early with guys helping out each other, stepping into passing lanes. They've had 7 turnovers early in the game. Was really, really terrific tonight.
Yeah, and I was talking about the defensive side of the ball, even though the offense really carries the defense. No, that's not true. But in particular, David, the help defense, and as Gordon Chase used to say a lot when he was coaching with Jerry Sloan, help the helper. So now you're seeing that quite a bit now where Rudy goes and he's helping you by protecting the rim. Then it's your job to protect him. Try to get in front of Rudy's man, take away that lob, take away that little the little bounce pass, you know, that type of thing. That's what they're starting to do a lot better. And another thing is when there's a switch and the ball, the pass goes away, they're doing a great job of switching back, you know, which means very seldom do you see a mismatch out there on the floor where they're trying to take advantage of it.
Jazz starters have been great all year. The numbers show it. They've been as good as there's only 1 5-man lineup that's better than the group that's on the floor right now. The main 3 and 4-man groups have all been great. The problem was the bench. Has that been solved?
Yes. I'm really pleased with what we're seeing right now. I think the true test is going to be when you start to playing some of those Texas teams that we haven't played, the Denver Nuggets, we haven't played them as well. When you start playing some of those better teams, all the teams are good, but some of the teams that are first, second, and third position there in the standings.
I would point out New Orleans is pretty good right now. New Orleans won, I think, again tonight. They've won now, I think, 8 of their last 10 or something of that sort, and we're one of the losses, and the bench was pretty good that night. Bill Hedrick, who's a loyal listener on Facebook, helps me out with two things I wanted to know. Salt Lake Stars win tonight, 129-119, so that was a battle of 1 versus 2 in the West. And then Dwayne Bacon and Tony Bradley both grew up in Florida about 12 miles apart. We guessed. I just didn't know the specific details. So thank you very much. Jeff Needham wants to know, do I ever talk to the coaches about points gained? Oh, I talk to the coach.
What?
My points gained statistic. Oh. I talk to the coaches about stuff, and they throw crap at me every plane flight. Mike Wells walks back and goes, Locke, what stupid thing you got for me tonight?
Exactly.
Every night. Vince Legarza walks back and says, Locke, what do you got? And I say, nothing. What do you got, Vince? And then he might tell me something. So every night on the plane, they come back and they yell at us and tell me how stupid I am. And so, no, I don't talk to them about points gained. But Rod and I often will watch the last game the Jazz played, or we'll download a game and watch it on the plane flight. So we're sitting back there watching. I think they chuckle that we're doing that. Let's walk through some of the other questions. Landon Snyder took Davis out in garbage time. No, I mean, that's respect. That's how you earn respect. You give Ed Davis 10 to 8 minutes at the 10 to the 2 minute mark, and then you pull him so he's not in at garbage time. That's respect of what someone's built in their career. That's what that was there. It was not like he pulled him. He actually showed him the respect, so that's a different angle of things. Moutier's three is getting a bunch of comments. He was 2 of 5 tonight. If he actually can make a three, that gets to be really interesting.
Well, as long as if he gets to the point where they respect his threes, I mean, then and they feel like, okay, we got to make sure we close out under control on him, or in certain situations don't give up the three, then you can live with, what, 2 of 5, 2 of 6, 2 of 7, something like that, as long as Quinn, I'm sure, does not want him to pass them up. As long as he's not forcing threes, then I think he'll be happy with that.
What's the minivan nickname story? There was a game last year where George Niang was going to the basket, and I think he kind of like blew a tire, basically, or something happened. And after, in the post game, he said the minivan's brakes just didn't hold up on that one. This is a minivan and not a Ferrari, so we've all called the minivan. But frankly, at this point, I think he's a little bit of like a Toyota Land Cruiser or something like Infiniti or a Hyundai Palisade or something that's a lot bigger and nicer, Lincoln Navigator, whatever he might be. That's not a minivan right now. That thing is rolling. George Niang's really playing well.
He really is, and he's looking to shoot the shot, which is very, very important. And the great thing about that, David, is that they're not – well, maybe we might see it when he comes in the ball game where you get to the point where they will not leave him, because he's getting those good open looks like the Jazz were getting last year. And if he's getting those, he's going to knock them down. I'm interested to see going forward if they get to the point where they will just work at trying to make sure they take that away from him.
Adam says Moutier is going to be so crucial to how far the Jazz go. I think there's something to it. I frankly said at the very beginning of the year I thought Moutier and Exum were the key to the whole season, because if they played well, it gave the Jazz a level of flexibility with the rotation that they just didn't have otherwise. And excuse me, and they are getting that right now. So they've been great. Adam Bartolo is starting to make trades. He wants Alex Len. Tyler Jenkins says, on the note, Moutier is personifying Jazz culture now. What an improvement. Any chance he'll be able to keep him next season? If he keeps playing like this, it'll be very difficult for us to keep him next season. No work on Mike and his hammy, which was another question that came in. And I think we've answered the rest of them. So the Jazz roll past the Hornets tonight. They go to 26-12. They are currently in third in the West and a half game behind Denver for two.
And last year at this time, if I remember correctly, 17-19 or something like that. I mean, they were under 500 for the most part. So
schedule's different this year.
Ahead of schedule anyway.
We're ahead of schedule and the schedule's different this year. Last year the schedule was brutal.
Yeah.
All right, on behalf of Ron Boone, I'm David Locke. Thanks for tuning in.